Breitbart Business Digest, Bessent tells Breitbart the Trump boom is real and the world is with us now. By John Carney on July 30, 2025. Bessent celebrates the Trump boom with Breitbart, "You ain't seen nothing yet." At a policy event this morning hosted by Breitbart News, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent responded to the news that the U.S. economy grew at a much stronger than expected 3% rate in the second quarter by paraphrasing Al Jolson's famous quote, "You ain't seen nothing yet." Bessent viewed the news as a vindication of the Trump administration's economic policies against the hand-wringing naysayers. "I was trying to explain to people who panicked on April 2nd, we're doing peace deals, trade deals, tax deals. They are all coming together," he said. "A lot of it is just confidence and momentum coming back. I was never concerned about what was going to happen. There was a lot of disinformation, a lot of whataboutism. What if we had this in place? What if tariffs do this? What if that?" The Trump boom is real, Bessent declared. And, as he told his counterparts in China, "The world is with us now in reorienting global trade via Trump's tariff policies." During his wide-ranging interview with Breitbart's Washington bureau chief Matthew Boyle, Bessent touched on everything from his trade negotiations with China to the reshoring of America's manufacturing capacity, the financial crackdown on fentanyl trafficking, the Trump Accounts Initiative, boosting working-class wages, and New York City mayoral candidate Zoran Mamdani's attempt to build a Caracas on the Hudson. The Fed's tariff derangement syndrome and the crack consensus. Just hours before Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell announced that the central bank was keeping interest rates unchanged, Bessent told Breitbart, "I'm not expecting a rate cut today. The market is pricing in rate cuts, and what I'm hoping that we can see out of the leadership of the Federal Reserve is a little bit of imagination." He didn't hold back on criticizing the Fed for being wrong on tariff inflation, noting that the June economic data saw a statistically insignificant increase in prices that amounted to a rounding error. "The dollar depreciated 10%. A normal economist would say perhaps that 10 basis points might have been from dollar depreciation rather than tariffs," he said, adding that we've gone from Trump derangement syndrome to tariff derangement syndrome. "That was a long way of saying I admired Alan Greenspan in the 90s, he continued. "I thought he was a fantastic Federal Reserve chair through the 80s, through the 90s, because he always had an open mind." Fed governors Christopher Waller and Michelle Bowman might agree with that assessment. "Our prediction last month that cracks were emerging in the central bank's fragile consensus proved true. For the first time in more than 30 years, two members of the Federal Open Market Committee, Waller and Bowman, cast dissenting votes on the board's decision to keep rates unchanged. The last time this happened was 1993. We will have a full analysis of the Breitbart policy event, which also featured interviews and a panel discussion with the Treasury Department's Joe Lavorna, the White House's Director of Legislative Affairs James Braid, and Indiana Senator Jim Banks, in tomorrow's Breitbart Business Digest. In the meantime, enjoy the video of the full event.